This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as the as autumn comes in and life is good in the city of Johannesburg. We go throughout the country here with the show, throughout the world actually. And it's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com. It is the Unview where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
I always forget that last one.
Why?
Because I'm heterosexual.
Fabulosity has got nothing to do with homosexuality or anything like that.
When last did you see a fabulous straight man?
Plenty of them.
Really?
Of course.
Richard Gere, maybe.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, he is fabulous, but he's the only one.
No, there's lots. There are plenty. There are plenty.
Okay.
I mean, not Jacob Zuma, for example. I mean, no. Or Julius Malema. Or Steve Hoffman,
yeah.
For that matter. It's, yeah. They're not fabulous. But there are lots of fabulous people that are of all spectrums. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm becoming a Cape Tonian soon.
I'm getting emotional.
You're getting emotional?
I am.
Aww,
I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I thought you were getting emotional because I was moving there and you weren't.
No, I lived there, so don't worry about that. Okay. That's, and I'm there a lot. But I'm going to miss you because you're not going to be with us for the next 8 months.
Nine months.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, we're going to give birth to a new person.
Basically.
I'm in the mother city, actually, by the way.
I'm going to get rid of my big stomach. Hopefully.
And you're going to end up, we don't have that much of a big, but lovely. Off to run on the promenades and perform on the stages. Kinky Boots, are you excited for Kinky Boots?
I'm so excited. I actually saw it for the first time yesterday.
Where did you see it?
I just hired the DVD from a DVD shop.
It's great, eh?
I didn't.
Cyndi Lauper, magic stuff.
Mm. Yeah, they didn't use any of Cyndi Lauper's music in the movie. So I just watched the movie because I was unfamiliar. And it's beautiful.
And you play a villain.
I do play a villain.
Are you looking forward to being a villain?
Yeah, I'm like the Steve Hoffmeyer of Kinky Boots, basically.
The Steve Hoffmeyer of Kinky Boots. That's how I'm going to refer to you.
A little bit homophobic, a little bit, you know, and...
Yeah, against transgender, against Charlize Theron, against blacks, against black people. I mean, it's the populace, it's just an all-over nice guy.
Yeah.
Besides the abuse of your wife and having children all over the place and numerous affairs.
Well, that's gone a bit further than my character, actually. My character's not that bad.
Oh, thank goodness.
No,
okay.
Yeah, he comes around in the end.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, we never know what happens. Wait, let's leave politics at politics.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will come around in the end. Let's just put it like that.
Now, you've prepared a Capetonian song for us.
Well, prepared is a loose term.
This is Nathan Rowan. He's off to do Kinky Boots in Cape Town. He's going to do it at the Fugard. And we've got some wonderful guests we'll talk about in a moment. But if you want to know what's happening on the show, we've got Taryn Lamb. She's going to join us. She won so many Guma Awards. The album was Mal Uryo. And... but of course, an English performed with a band, Blackbeard.
Blackbird.
Blackbird. Sorry,
yeah, Blackbeard would have been an interesting choice for Taryn Lamb.
Blackbird. Sorry, I've got it just
now. Yeah. Really, we do pirate core rock.
Blackbird. And we've got Taryn Lamb on. And then we'll chat to Matthew Foxen, exec chef of 54 in Bath, about his wonderful restaurant called Level 4 and some of the great experiences that you can have. They're also a brand new father. And we're going to talk about what it's like being... His wife calls him a few interesting things. We'll chat to him in a moment about that. And then we're going to have Graham Hotkins on the line to talk about the Equus. Yeah. Interesting production.
Equus, I think.
And then we've got some of the great cast members of Chicago in studio. They've been touring the world and we're going to thank them in a moment. We're going to chat to them. So that's all happening on today's show. Plus, it's just going to be lots of fun and wonderful things. It's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com. Now, this is the song for the Mother City.
Yes, yeah. So it's called Mother City and I actually wrote it because...
You wrote the song?
I wrote the song, yeah.
Well, it's not a parody.
No, it's not a parody. No, it's not even a funny song.
Oh.
It's a love song about Cape Town because... Graham Watkins, my close friend, cannot shut up about Cape Town. And because he lives in Johannesburg now, all he talks about is, oh, this would never happen in Cape Town. Or, like, I hate how quiet it is at night. There's no howling of the wind. You know, things like this. So he talks so passionately about Cape Town. So I actually wrote it about from his point of view.
So can I ask you a favor? Can you please sing the first few lines, then we'll hold it back, and then at least give a teaser, and then play it at the end of the show, and then want you to sing it out.
Okay.
Let's hear a little bit now, though.
Right. Crank up the old gramophone.
Oh, Mother City, it's an honor to be sitting at your table again. So fine and so fitting for me, a fool in love. Oh, Mother City, you look so pretty when the light hits your face. It makes me dizzy, 'cause I'm just a fool in love.
And we're going to get back to some more of that later. You play that song right out front. But you see, there was a great line there when you go, I'm just a fool in love. It was like, I'm just a fool in the mother city. You could have just added the mother city again.
Well, there might be too many mother cities.
Yeah. We're going to get to that. But it's so exciting that you're going to be having this experience. And we're going to miss you, but we're going to be chatting to you a lot as we go through the process.
True.
Today, it's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. Now, it's been seen by over 31 million people in 490 cities across 36 countries, with over 32,500 performances worldwide, and it's still the sexiest show on Broadway. Actually, in the world, it is sexy. You got it, Cummington. You got it, Cummington. You only had yourself to blame. And we're talking about Chicago, and it opens tonight, the official opening to the press, to the media, to all the big fans. We know we've been in preview, opens tonight at Monte Cassino's Teatro. And in studio, I want to welcome the cast members, Brittany van Loggerenberg, Grant Towers, and Jenna Robinson-Child. They're in studio with us to talk about this great production. It's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. They've got it. Welcome. Guys, you've got it.
Thank you.
Welcome to the stage.
Thank you.
Great production. You've traveled the world.
Yep.
Incredible to be in Johannesburg. Grant Towers.
Back on home ground.
You're really on home ground.
Yes, finally. Like 8 months and you're finally here.
Grant Towers plays Amos Hart, who is, shame, sadly, one of the most pathetic characters on... I didn't say you are, but the character is a sad character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
People love him. Yep.
I love him. Mm. Because, I mean, really, after what Roxy does to him... Mm-hmm. And after the abuse, he still stands by her, and he stands on. I mean, he defends her, and he's a very kind character.
It's a real nice guy finishes last. Yeah, it's a story,
but a really, really, really great character. Mm. And I want to go there. I mean, Grant, it was great to see you in Avenue Q. I saw it six times.
Yes, I remember.
At the Peter Turin Theatre, also in Monte Cassino. And then you were in Funny Girl, which was superb. I remember that. And then Spamalot.
Back in the day. 5 years ago.
And then Altijd in Mijn Drome. It was a cake net. It was for the Fiestas. It did very well, by the way, in the Fiestas. With where did you play that?
We were in the studio theatre there by Monty.
Okay. So yes.
And then we also did it a year later.
You went along to
Brooklyn
different
theatre.
Yeah, it moved also around the country, so it was interesting.
No, we didn't do festivals.
Well, I don't know why, but I remember that you did quite well there. And then, of course, lots of other great things. Mm. Now you're back in your hometown playing in this in Chicago. Yes. Different, big stage.
Yes. And now
you travel the world.
All three stages in Monty. Okay. I feel like I should get a badge.
We'll give you the Monty badge.
The Monty badge.
The theatre.
The theatre.
You haven't done Joe Parker's, so we haven't.
That's true.
Don't leave
then
Joe.
I have to become a stand up.
Yeah, we've got to.
I could, I guess.
You can stand.
Yes. On both my legs.
You're halfway there.
I want to quickly just touch on this because it is great to go from when I say big productions, mm-hmm. but on smaller mm-hmm. spaces, and then to go and tour the world.
Yeah, it's
is it an adjustment? When you got the role, knowing that you go to New Zealand and all over China mm-hmm. for how many months?
We were there for in China for 4 months.
I mean,
and New Zealand for five weeks.
So,
all in all, I mean, you guys were, let's say, 6 months.
Yes, 6 months.
Yeah. And then you came back, and now you hit Cape Town, now you're Johannesburg, then you're off to Germany.
Yes.
And I think there's another country added.
And Austria.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And then China after that again.
Yes. And you're back to China.
Back to China.
Can't get enough of it.
We love China.
China loves you.
So, yeah. But all of a sudden, we're on that. And now, Brittany, I come to you because, again, you only ended your studies.
Yes.
At the end of 2015.
Yes.
So you've really only had a smaller amount of experience.
Yes.
I mean, you've done two films.
Yes.
You've done West Side Story. And then, of course, we're going to chat about something else that you did. Dancing in Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
But we're going to get you. I want to know what you were doing dancing in. We'll get there.
Okay.
But again, it's now hitting the main stages.
Yes. It's very exciting. Yes, it's been an amazing experience working with amazing people who have been in the industry for years, and I've just been learning so much, and yeah, this class is just amazing. So I've really been so grateful to be part of this show, touring everywhere. It's been amazing, and it's one of the best shows to be part of, so I'm so lucky.
And it's working with Hazel Feldman, working with top executives across the world, actually.
Yeah.
But again, it's... I mean, when you get that, when you find that you've got the role and you know you're going all over the world, isn't that amazing?
You can't actually describe the feeling when you get that email or that message.
Surreal.
It's just like almost shock, and you actually can't really digest it for a while. And then it's just like utter happiness, and it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I tell you, my farewell party with my friends was quite raucous.
They had it coming.
Doesn't it get exhausting? I mean, so
sure.
6 months traveling. Yeah. I mean, I went to the States for two and a half weeks. And by the end of that, I was like, oh, I just want my own bed and, you know, my TV and whatever, you know, all the things you love.
Yeah.
So how hard is that? 6 months in like a... And China is not exactly America.
Very different. We were very lucky to stay in amazing hotels, so I think that helped a lot. I mean, I don't know if you guys can agree.
Being waited on.
We were very comfortable, yes. You know, had fabulous rooms and nice breakfast every day. The traveling did get exhausting, especially because every Monday was a travel day. So you'd have your week of shows, and then you'd have to pack up all your stuff again and get on a bus or a train or a flight. And,
On that Monday, which is your day off technically,
yes.
Did you have to still rehearse the new space?
Generally, we would have, in China, our schedule was a bit different. So most weeks we'd have like the Monday travel day, Tuesday day off, and then Wednesday we'd start in the new space.
Okay.
And we'd have like a shortened sort of technical.
Because your technical's got to be in the morning, I would imagine, or in the day before that night.
Yes.
Okay.
So sometimes it would be on the same day as our first performance.
Yeah.
That evening. Yeah.
The crew would bump in over a day and a half.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
They'd be finished by midday. We'd come in from just after lunch, do a tech, and then do our first performance that evening.
Yeah. The crew worked overboard.
Yeah.
I guess it's... people don't understand.
Yep.
They are the unsung heroes. Yeah. And in television production, I've got to tell you that as well. The guys up early, just in a small capacity.
They work 18-hour days.
Yeah, the battery packs, the downloading of the footage, getting everything ready. The stars, I'm not taking away from the importance of the work, but sometimes you don't realize that behind the scenes.
No, we have it easy. We have it easy.
If you've seen the Beyonce documentary that everyone's talking about at the moment, that's everyone
Homecoming.
Finds so inspiring. She hires so many people to do these little jobs, you know, like this person's job is just to
get cappuccino
or whatever.
That's
know?
A bit dramatic.
But it's crazy.
I always think to myself, get your own cappuccino. That's just me.
But in South Africa, like often... they don't have budgets for these things. So you've got like three people doing 15 people's jobs.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think especially when it comes to crew and stuff, that happens a lot.
True.
So I want to touch on something that Jenna Robinson Child, you have done this for a long time. Okay, so not that long, but I mean, it's Cabaret, West Side Story, Grease, Annie, just to name but
the
a
Rocky
few.
Rocky Horror Show.
Rocky Horror Show, okay. And You are not only on stage performing, you're understudying to some extent, but you're the dance captain.
Yes.
Now, I've got to do this with you. So, okay. Firstly, what is a dance? Is it because there's a choreographer?
Yes, okay, correct.
Who then sets the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the dance captain. Was Darren Kreef the choreographer here?
Yes, yeah, so Darren Kreef is the resident choreographer for the show, yeah.
All right, and then you're the dance captain. What is a dance captain? I've always wanted to know.
To know, okay. So dance captain basically is an assistant to the resident choreographer, mm-hmm. also has to know all the choreography in the show.
Okay.
And is able to watch the show and make sure that, you know, it stays up to a certain standard. Give notes to performers if they need it. I take warm up for the performers every day.
I would imagine someone's got to warm everyone's bodies up.
Yeah, okay. Of course. So we have a.
So I've done a musical once, yes. And so is the voice before a warm up, yes. which is critical. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then of course you got to do you warm up dance with? Because I used to. Okay. Did you get out of that hour?
About, 6 months in, I realized, you're not doing really much dancing.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
But, does everybody, of course, yeah. Yeah, Samantha Pierce got and Carmen.
Yeah.
So they have to warm up.
Full company warm up. Generally, it is a full company warm up. It's also a time of being together. It's just also a nice time to focus as a company before the show. So we have a 15-minute physical warm-up and then a 15-minute vocal warm-up. So it's half an hour before the hour call that everyone gets together to prepare. Yeah.
Because Jenna, besides just being a dance captain and mm-hmm. having dancers on stage, and the role is you are a swing.
Yes.
Which also means that you have singing and dancing at the same time.
Yes.
And people's roles.
And learning.
Actually an off-stage swing. So I'm not necessarily on stage every night, but I do. I've covered 7 people's tracks in the show. Sure. So at any point
she's
of time,
at
if
the
someone
drop of a hat.
She can go in,
if someone gets sick or someone gets injured, then we jump in.
Wow. I want to come to injury and how that's dealt mm-hmm. with, especially when you're all over the world and you're in week 4 in China,
mm-hmm.
okay, or week 3 in Johannesburg, mm-hmm. and something happens, because it does happen.
Yeah, of course. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, of course, you've been very physical on
yes.
stage.
Yes, yeah.
But we're going to get to that in a moment. The cast of Chicago are in studio, and I'm very happy to have Grant Towers, Brittany von Loggenberg, and Jenna Robinson-Child. We're talking about this magical show that opens at Monte Cassino properly tonight, is the opening at the Teatro. Grant, everyone gets to do something fun.
Mm-hmm. You're going to strip.
Yay!
Stripping on radio just doesn't work.
You know, I actually have had strippers actually.
No.
The little Annie strip. I was in exactly this position.
Oh, no.
I must tell you, they were proper full-on strippers.
Tell the listeners what position you're currently in.
All I want to say is the following, is that they were not the most attractive, and they were the interview was a little bit ruder than it is right now.
Rippling muscles.
So let's turn that around so we can give Grant's got a.
I'm gonna guess that Grant knows
the song. We hope he should.
Possibly.
After
a couple of months.
Yeah.
He could probably sing it in Chinese. Let's see. It's got a nice long intro, I think.
Nobody knows I'm around. Nobody, ever. Not even my parents noticed me. One day, I went to school, and when I came home, they'd moved. If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled, "Fire! In the second row, this whole place is a powder keg!" you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that person it should be invisible, inconsequential. Me. Cellophane. Mr. Cellophane should have been my name. Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane should have been my name. Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there.
Amazing.
Bravo. Ron Towers, that
a
is...
A bit of phlegm in between.
He is all over the stages of the world, playing Amos Hart in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank
that
you.
Was superb. Can't wait to see you doing Mr. Cellophane on stage. I want to tell you something else is happening. It's happening this week. It comes to... It actually opens next week. It's a very interesting psychological thriller. And on the line, we've got one of South Africa's top award-winning actors. His name's Graham Hotkins. The show is called Equus.
Equus,
yeah. And it's you did this. You read this book in school.
I studied it in school. Yeah, it was grotesque.
Really?
It's a psychological thriller, investigation. It's
well, Graham Hotkins is on the line. He's a psychiatrist who basically helps. A 17-year-old boy, Alan Strang, who's a stable boy, who's become arrested for blinding 6 horses with a metal spike. And it's a if you remember all over the press many years, well, some not many years ago, there was the naked pictures of Daniel Radcliffe. He was performing in this particular production.
You and I have different Google search.
No, but it was all over the news. This role that Graham Hotkins plays, the psychiatrist, was played by Anthony Hopkins and Leonard Nimoy. This is really it's traveled the world. Graham, thank you for joining us and for being on the line, and congratulations. You're opening shortly at the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me here. I hope you're not going to make me sing.
Not yet, Graham. Tell us about the role and this performance.
Okay, so Equus, it's one of the, you know, it's one of the 20th century classics of theatre. And it's a very, very brilliant play. It's a psychological thriller, as you say. I wouldn't call it grotesque at all. Of course, the action, the crime is grotesque. But the exploration into why this boy has committed the crime is anything but grotesque. And in fact, it's very humanizing. And I think that we tend to sometimes write crimes off because we think, you know, how could anybody do that? And what this psychological thriller does is it digs down and finds out, you know, what has actually made this person do this. And it's in the end a very humanizing story. And it is a brilliant theatrical piece because it uses the human form to represent horses. Mm. And in so doing, you the audience is given the opportunity to go some distance towards understanding what this boy has felt, because the horses have a kind of sexual energy. Mm-hmm. Which you're able to do. That's the whole kind of theatrical device that makes the play so brilliant. They did the movie of it, and of course Richard Burton played the psychiatrist. But in a movie, they have to use horses. So in fact, it wasn't as effective, I believe, as the play. And the play is a fantastic theatrical experience because of that.
I find it, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's very interesting. I like to, you know, the nice thing, you can go and watch Chicago, you can go and watch John Flissmas upstairs doing comedy, and then also you can go and watch something that's going to be thought-provoking in many senses. I mean, I think that's the important thing about loving the theatre, don't you think?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, I mean, the thing is that I think we tend to, people tend to shy away from things that are perceived to be intense or serious, but in fact, they can be equally entertaining, because it engages your mind in a way that that perhaps, you know, kind of light music, musical theatre or comedy doesn't. It engages your mind on a very visceral sense and takes you to places that, you know, the light entertainment can't. But for having said that, I don't believe that, you know, I don't believe that people should avoid seeing it because it's intense any more than we would avoid seeing, you know, reading a brilliant novel or watching
The Silence of the Lambs, for that matter. Yeah,
exactly. And there's an enormous amount in this play. It's brilliantly written. As I say, it's a sort of 20th century classic of modern theatre. And I believe that Fred Abrahamsa has done a wonderful, wonderful job of directing it. It's been wonderful to work with him. And Marcel Mayer has designed a set which is very evocative. Mm-hmm. At the same time, gives you the opportunity to, you know, the audience is taken along a journey. So you have to go with the actors and imagine what is happening, because ostensibly all of the action takes place in the psychiatrist's consulting rooms. Boy's story is revealed.
Now, Sven, it's Raygrok.
Raygrok. Raygrok. It's a Dutch surname, Raygrok.
Yes. He plays the 17-year-old Alan Strang.
He does quite brilliantly.
And it's, again, it must be, and I look forward to getting him on the show, it must be quite revealing, the nudity and the nude scenes that he has to do. Which has been quite controversial around the world, actually.
Well, yes and no, because let's face it, nudity is no longer shocking as it was in the 1970s when I first saw this play. In the 1970s, it was very unusual. Today, you know, if you want to see a nude female, a female or male form, you can just click on your cell phone.
Oh yes, and watch a dirty video.
Get any images you want. So that's really not the point. Now, the thing about nudity on the stage is that gratuitous nudity is pointless, and it's not going to get the audience to come and see it because you can get these images anywhere. The point about this play is that of all the plays I've ever seen, the nudity is absolutely integral to the piece. In the moment where he is revealing what has happened to him, it has to happen. It just has to happen. And because of that, and because of both Monique and Sven's performances, you're not really aware that nudity is not the issue. The issue is what's going down psychologically on stage. And it's incredibly compelling. I stand on that stage every night, and I watch the two of them, and I'm blown away.
Well, I just think it's going to be an incredible production. I'm just so thrilled, Graham, that we're seeing all types of theatre coming to all over the stages of South Africa. I think it's really important. I think that's the most really important thing. And I'm looking forward to seeing this. Tell us, when does it open? Give us all the stuff.
Well, we start previewing from tomorrow night, from the 26th, and we open over the weekend, and so we're full up and running as from next week.
It runs till the 26th of May. It performs at the Peter Turin Monte Cassino Theatre.
Monte Cassino Theatre, yes.
To interrupt you.
No, not at all. Go on.
And it runs on a Wednesday to Friday, 8 o'clock, and then Saturday there's two performances. And on Sunday, there's two performances. So this is,
and there's a show on Sunday as well.
Yeah. So this is really, really good stuff. And Graham, of course, I look forward to you. We've had you in studio before with us, and but again, another wonderful, diverse role for you. Isn't that great?
It is. Look, it's a bucket list role for any actor. I think it's enormously challenging, which I like. The psychiatrist is on stage every second of the play because he basically he's like the conductor of the play, if you like. I mean, it is the boy's story. It's Alan Strang's story, and it's a deeply complex psychological journey, but one which is very, very accessible. It's not something that you have to concentrate to understand. You follow it sometimes in awe, sometimes in horror, of course, because the crime that he's committed is a horrible crime by any definition. But understanding it, as the play allows you to do, is incredibly enlightening and You know, everybody saw it in Cape Town, just said, wow, you know, we haven't seen theatre like this in a long time. And as I say, it's one of the great 20th century classics. It's a marvellous, marvellous piece of theatre.
Graham Hopkins, thank you for joining us. I want to tell you something interesting. When I was researching a bit about it, I went onto the internet and I watched an interview between Oprah, a psychologist, and Jeffrey Dahmer's father, Lionel Dahmer. Yeah. And it was very intriguing because it was linked to this particular topic. And I thought to myself, you know, a parent, a psychologist, doesn't understand why a person does something like this. And if it gives you a little bit more insight, it shows.
The thing, Alan, is that one of the things that the psychiatrist asks, the question that he keeps asking, is what do we mean by normal? Now, you look, think back to the 1970s. A lot has changed in the world since the 1970s because, you know, sexual and gender identity is much more, you know, the world has come to accept the fact that people are different, not everybody's the same. Mm-hmm. And this is the question that's asked all the time, is what is normal? And the psychiatrist at one stage says, you know, I'm the priest of normality. I'm trying to get everybody onto one track, one line. And the world is not made that way. We know this. People come, you know, we're all different. And trying to kind of panel beat everybody into being normal. What do we mean by normal? And it's one of the questions that the play asks, and I think it asks it incredibly effectively.
Graham Hopkins, don't miss the show, Equus, happening at the Peter Turin Monte Casino. Thank you for joining us, my friend, and congratulations. Welcome back from Cape Town.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Yes. Yeah, well, phenomenal actor, Graham Hopkins. And of course, Chicago's happening. Do not miss it. It opens tonight until the end of May. And it's proudly at the Teatro at Monte Casino and still the sexiest show around. It really, really is. Remember, it's all about theatre with Monte Casino. They've got it. And all that jazz. Yay! We're all back in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
That's how you close a feature. Just so you know. Okay. So again, Monte Casino's rocking. You guys are having lots of fun on the stage. You've done the world. It's really, it's cool. I don't know if you've done the world itself, but I mean, you know.
That's so, for another show.
So we're going to get to, because now we made him sing. So now we're going to make you sing as well.
Yay.
So I just thought we've got to get something fun for you ladies to get. And the nice thing is we surprise a lot of people to do stuff, but I think this is everybody must get involved because I think we need a bit of fun here on clipcentral.com. Not like we're not having fun, but we need some more fun. And so, Nathan, what is the song?
Well, this is one of my personal favorites.
Is it?
Actually.
Okay. All right. So
it's going to be hard not to jump in.
If you've just joined us, our very special guest in studio is Grant Towers, Brittany von Loggenberg, and Jenna Robinson Child. They're from Chicago. We're going to chat to Taryn Lamb in a moment. And Matthew Foxen joins us, top exec chef from 54 and Bath. That's all coming up on the show. But in the meantime, let's have a bit of rock and roll. Well, not rock and roll, what do you even call it?
Oh, what's happening? Oh, no. I pulled the cable out.
Let's start it again.
I'll do my best. Oh, it's so hard now.
Okay, right. let's go.
Okay, guys, are we ready?
Gremlin. You've got to start it with a laugh.
Yeah. Tell you what you want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing a sing. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing a sing. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Gotta get with my friends.
Friendship
never ends.
If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give.
You've got to give.
It's too easy, but that's the way it is. What do you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you can handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll see.
say goodbye.
Tell me what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna sing a zig.
Yeah. I didn't even have earphones for that one.
Do you want to take the rap?
Yeah?
Yes, yes,
take it away.
Got to give.
Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
All right, we just
so here's the story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. Like, be like MC, just like the easy B. Doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. Hi, you'll see. Slum your money down and wind it all around. Slum your money down and wind it all around.
I didn't have enough breath for that.
This would be so frowned upon all over the world. Oh, like, let's get like top performers of the country.
It is fun and games, but they really are super, super stunning.
We promise we're good. We promise.
They're really good. Thanks for doing that, guys. That was fun. That was fun. So I must tell you, I remember seeing this performer in a group called Black Bird some years ago.
Not Blackbeard.
Yeah, no, not from the Pirates show. Actually, you know where I got confused is because Graham Hopkins was in something like that. So it's, but I've got to tell you, and then I saw this person absolutely transform and grow, and then went along to last week's 8th annual Guma Music Awards, the Afrikaans Music Awards. And I was completely and utterly blown away that Taryn Lamb, firstly, she was so shocked, completely and utterly, stole the show. Literally.
Quite literally. She walked away with all the awards.
You and Demi Lee. All the awards. Taryn, welcome to the show. The magnificent artist Taryn Lamb is with us. Thank you, Taryn, for being with us.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Congratulations on this phenomenal award, number one, or numerous awards, should I say. Okay, numerous awards. Firstly, I love the fact that the first, when you won firstly, the album was Mal Urio.
Yes.
Okay, and you won the first award, and this is quite incredible because you were very teary and emotional and discussing the work and the encouragement from your mother into getting this award. And then I want to just tell you, I just saw something happen which was so interesting. I saw you go on and win other awards, and then the main two awards, it was the album of the year. I'm just trying to find exactly. It was the album. And then I just saw you completely flabbergasted. And I loved that because, and I tell you what I loved about it. Taryn, I loved the fact that in that moment, you really didn't think you were going to get it. And that brought out such humility and kindness that I thought I hadn't seen on stage in a long time.
Oh, my word. Alan, thank you. I was really, I tell my mom and I tell everybody that's the moment when I completely embarrassed myself on TV and on stage. Because it was really so unexpected. And all of the artists that were part of the Gumas and the artists who submitted work and musical pieces, they are absolutely phenomenal. And because this was my first Afrikaans album and kind of chapter, it was really something that I honestly and truly did not expect and would never have dreamt of happening to me. So it was just, wow, it was a crazy moment. And I'm just so grateful.
And then there were these two awards. Now, I must tell you, the last two, they go the Group of the Year, Adam. And then they go Male Artist of the Year, Snotkop. And then they go Female Artist of the Year. Okay. And Demi Lee had got a lot of awards. So you're going like, oh, this is like, and there's lots of other great candidates. They go Taryn Lamb. And then they go Album of the Year, Mal Urio, Taryn Lamb, and the producers, of course, a whole number of producers. We don't want to take it away from all of them, including the Kaleski brothers and Robin Kylie and Danny Smoke and Jean-Flos Oosterhuizen and Murray Luba and Paolo
Azevedo.
Okay, so, wow. Then they go, Album of the Year, and Taryn, what is it like? What does it do to you?
Oh gosh, I don't know, eh? I was totally, and I don't think I'd ever feel something like that ever again. I just think it was something I can't describe it. All I remember doing, I think I was screeching. I was going like, what?
I was sitting behind you, by the way.
Oh, my word. Can I just say that I overheard you say that the cast of Chicago is in your studio.
They're in studio.
We are listening.
Guys, can I just say, so my husband and I came to watch the production a few weeks ago, and you guys are absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, thanks so much.
Phenomenal. So, so stunning. Oh, gosh, we were so, so proud. You guys were so world-class, and I just felt so proud. Proud of us, of South Africa, that, you know, that there's performers like you that are just representing and traveling the world, and you are just, you are slaying. And I'm just, I'm so proud. And I was looking out, I saw Natasha was there as well, in America, because we used to study together. Mm-hmm. And I was in your page this morning, and I saw that Hazel Feldman is in a picture. And it's so crazy because my entire career started way back when I auditioned for a musical that she brought to Cape Town, Fame, the musical.
Yes,
Fame, wow.
And Hazel is the reason why I am in the entertainment industry.
Wow.
Because she sent me to study musical theater. And I'm sure you guys agreed to be in an industry and where you feel like your training and just your experience, it really, it helps you so much. Mm-hmm. It equips you so much to just kind of like branch out and to really just do your craft and hone your craft. So Hazel's such an angel.
She's
in my
wonderful
house.
In that respect.
Yeah. I need to really write a song like for it. Hazel.
Yes, we'll do backup.
Taryn, this is why I want to say what I said. This humility, this kindness, this love, you don't often see it. You know, it happens. Yeah. So I want to congratulate you on that because I was sitting with my life partner, Jacques, and we were sitting watching and we just were like, tears. This person is so kind accepting this award. Wow. And so we just want to shout out because, you know, as I said, there are a lot of people that don't take or give the awards the next kudos that they deserve. I'm just saying, and I know that this, and I don't want you to comment, but this year came with a lot of controversy. But it just takes away from the fact that the acknowledgement is so important, and the work is what's critical. So, and you were very kind, I must just say. Taryn, how did you switch why a solo album? How did this happen, and then go from English to Afrikaans? What happened? How did this begin?
I think it started like years ago. I'm still finding what kind of a voice I kind of want to do in the industry. And so I've kind of just evolved from productions. Like I did an Afrikaans soapy just before I started the album. So that kind of gave me a bit more confidence because for a long time I felt very insecure about even speaking Afrikaans because my Afrikaans is not higher grade at all. I mean, I speak I'm from Ocean View in Cape Town and we speak with a very mixed English Afrikaans slang kind of vibe. And so I just I'm exploring at the moment, and even now I'm thinking about how else can I express music or creativity. And I think as performers it's something that inspires us to kind of stay on our toes, and to kind of, it's something that reminds us like why we do what we do. And it's really cool to kind of explore because you get to learn, you get to face a lot of your own demons, and you put yourself in scenarios where you're sitting in a radio station interview and you're net Afrikaans praat in. It's like it's cool, man. I think I'm addicted to the feeling of being out of my comfort zone at the moment.
I mean, Taryn, so, it's not as though you haven't, and I'm just taking my hat off to you because you have, you're a graduate of the Waterfront Theatre School, I guess similar to one of our wonderful guests, Brittany, in studio. You have won SOMA before with Blackbird. You've opened for Mike and the Mechanics and for Patricia Buante. You've acted in Binnenlanders and in St. Ooster. Just to, so, wow, what you've performed live in Germany and Dubai, Seychelles, Zambia, locally. You've been, the stage work you've done is in David Cramer's musical songbook. Just, you've done Madame Zingara Theatre of Dreams.
Yeah.
These are just, so what a, firstly, your approach is so good. I think to have this approach to be multifaceted in the industry is really important. And I must take my hat off to you. And now you've got a great show with Emo Adams.
The one at the moment. Yeah.
And I work with his brother sometimes, so I forget which one's which. And that's a talent competition to look to making you famous.
Yeah, and we started shooting this in February, mm-hmm. and he asked me about it in the beginning of the year, and I was very apprehensive because I've never done presenting before, and because the other talent show I did, I was more like a mentor, so I was in my comfort zone. I could kind of share a few tips that I've learned, but like just to be a spectator and to kind of present the talents that we've discovered in South Africa. Yes, so dude, like there are some incredible young, hungry performers that are still going to be, you know, coming up in the industry. And that's something really, really exciting. And it's good to know that the industry is always changing. And it's also a reminder, it was such a big reminder to me that, you know, we can never, ever be comfortable. A lot of the times we find ourselves in productions and like if you just want a kuma and you think you're on top of the world. And the thing is that was last week. Mm. This week we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to think about what's the next project, like how else can we apply our minds, because it's really like a treadmill. You've got to keep running, keep your head down and just keep pushing.
Taryn, we would love to have you in studio. Will you come join us sometime?
Please, can I? I'm actually going to come visit a lot more in Joburg.
And we have lots of fun, and we're cool, and we make people sing. We make everyone sing, by the way. Everyone's been singing. We sing Spice Girls. Taryn,
I'm going to listen to that Spice Girls record right now.
I know. But on that note, you see, Taryn, no one. I've made PJ Powers sing with Steve Kunene in studio. Yeah. And she was in Zambia. And remember, there was an insane duet. But Tam, would you like to sing two lines of one of your award-winning songs for us? A cappella.
One of my current ones. Yes. The Afrikaans one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is my single at the moment. It's called Geheer Felice. And yeah, so I have a morning voice right now.
I know, love.
We all do.
Everybody. We did it to everybody.
Vat jou vas, so vat jou liefde, geen minuut geheer verlies, ek geliefd, ek wil vergeet. Vat die sekre en die sonde, alles wat ons saam gedoen het, ek verkies, geheer verlies.
That's beautiful, Taryn Lamb.
I'm going to add you as friends on Facebook, Taryn. This is great.
Everybody loves this. This is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I want to congratulate you on the Guma Awards. I want to say I congratulate the entire Guma Awards Music Awards Committee, CakeNet. I thought it was really wonderful and great. Afrikaans is groot. Afrikaans music is groot. Afrikaans is critical, wonderful music for many people of our country. And I want to say that. Look after yourself, Taryn. We want you in studio and congratulations on all your awards and for just knocking it out the park. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Alan. And to the cast of Chicago, may you have a blessed evening and blow the socks off the Gautengers.
Yeah.
Thinking of you guys higher and higher.
That is magic. Thank you. The one and only Taryn Lamb. Yeah, the album is Mal Oor Jou, and she's also got a number of top songs you can look up on YouTube, you can download, and with Blackbird. It's just great stuff, eh?
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Phenomenal stuff. What a full show. Lots of... you had it coming. Yeah. You had it coming. You only had yourself to blame.
Yeah, makes you work up a little bit of an appetite.
Yep, absolutely. Now I want to talk about exactly stuff that can get your mouth watering and salivating.
Oh, wow. How unexpected. I had no idea that's where we were going.
What a nice segue.
Executive chef of 54 and Bath joins us in studio. The restaurant is called Level 4. And Matthew Foxen, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Matthew, what firstly, great new winter menu. You do lots of wonderful things. I love the fact that your heart teas are something really special that you sell there and promote. You've got this wonderful wine pairing evenings, but you've got this new menu, and I had the pleasure of coming to taste some of the food. It was really good. Tell us about what inspired this new menu.
So with the ethos of Level 4, 54 in Bath, is that we try and be as sustainable as possible, and then we want to change our menu when the seasons change. Hence, we're doing this now with the seasonal check. seasonal change in all the produce that's out there. And then with the menu, we get the involvement of the whole brigade. So I'll say, you know, we're going to do buffalo mozzarella, for example, and I'll put a name next to it, and I'll ask that chef to then come and bring us a dish. We'll have a look at it. We'll play around with the plating, the flavor combinations, the textures, the colors. Is it seasonal? All that kind of stuff.
And did you milk the buffalo yourself?
there's a very good farm in Cape Town that does that.
So brilliant. I want to just tell you something that Jacques and I went for dinner there, and he had the roasted beetroot tart with the whips, goat's cream, garlic and hazelnut praline, and a touch of orange. And that was created by Nozzy.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so
she's a new member to the team as well.
Jacques just says, please shout out to Nozzy, who made that. That's Nozzy's. Now, each of the courses are prepared by somebody else. So, I had the bisque roasted garlic roulet and seafood tortellini, and that was by Lefa Mosana.
Yes, he's one of my sous chefs. He's a long-term or lifer, as we like to call them.
Okay, but it's a Lefa, so I want to shout out to Lefa. Okay, because I thought that was the best bisque. I'm still licking. Literally, I was drinking the sea.
I'm glad you brought up the bisque. It's a signature dish for Level 4, and we have had to change it a little bit. And we were very skeptical about the kind of feedback or pushback that we're going to get, because it is the signature dish. Lobster on the East and West Coast are now on the SASSI Red List. So that's the endangered species. So we've changed it from a lobster bisque to a lionfish and crab bisque, just to try and fall in line with the sustainability. Yeah.
Love that. And then we'd look at some of the main courses, and the Peking duck with the red cabbage, Brussels sprouts, confit duck, the apricot relish, and the cherry jus.
Yes. Lovely dish.
Temba.
One of my favorite.
Yeah. Awesome. Really, really good.
On the menu, does it have who created the dish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
So here's the menu in front of me.
So you know who to send your compliments to.
We credit all the dishes to the chefs who have come up with
what a
the
cool
concept
idea.
Of
that's
it.
Amazing. Yeah.
I had,
it
had
just makes it so much more
I loved
personal.
It. Yeah. I love the fact that we can shout out to these people to go, because no man is an island. And exactly as you said it, Grant, you nailed it on the head. Actually, you all said it. Was the back crew that is there setting up that stage for Chicago. You know, and you're running around the whole of China.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have, seriously, 18 hours to set up that stage and get to the next show.
Yep.
The backup staff is incredible. You need that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need to acknowledge it, because it's important. No man is an island.
We've got a very strong belief in the kitchen that it's teamwork. We've got some vulgar choice words, of course. That I mean, that's in every
don't worry.
every kitchen around the world. And it is about that teamwork that makes, you know, a restaurant or a property like Level 4 so successful. Without that, I mean, we would just be on our own.
I want to add a few other things. I had the baked East Coast sole, the mussels, potato, baby leeks, and shrimp.
How much did you eat?
This is really you pick and you taste.
It was very fortunate. This menu hasn't actually been launched yet. We're hoping next week Wednesday
will be
the
launch. That's why we're giving you Chicago only launches tonight.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So just to
nice previews.
But I will just add that I did think that the desserts were superb, and I just love the fact that it was so the gold caramel mousse, sour cherries and sorbet, pumzile, skosana. Well done.
They're all listening, by the way, and she phoned me on the way in and said, "How do I get to listen?"
yes, this is technology. This is it. So I'm going to just shout out to all of them, Lefa, Tokozile, Nozi, by the way, Jacques loves you, Temba, Lutendo, Eunice, Pumzile, Palesa, and Pilile. A big shout out to all you and your wonderful dishes, and to you, Chef. Thank you. Very inspired. I love it. It's just a very intimate, wonderful space.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we do try quite hard. And compliments to the chefs.
Compliments to the chef and to all the chefs. Yeah. Matthew Foxen, again, great. This goes for quite a good rate because you get your wine pairings and you get different type of things. What is this going for?
Yes, that's the a la carte menu. It's anywhere between 100 to 140 on a starter, and you're looking at about, 200 to 300 on a main, 95 rand for desserts. I mean,
but you can get menus, I see, for 4.95.
So we do other menus, like a 6-course wine pairing. Chardonnay is our next one that we're going to be launching on the 1st of May. So we've taken 4 different types of Chardonnays, one which is an unwooded, and then going from lightly wooded to heavily wooded. And then we've paired that with a 6-course, and you can get that at 650 a head, which is fantastic
with
value.
With all your wine.
Mm-hmm. With all the wine included, really, yep.
Really, 6 courses. Oh, I promise you. If you're going to go stay up in that hotel, you're not going to be doing much of that. Now you've got to be.
Yes.
Okay. That's executive chef of 54 in Bath. The restaurant's called Level 4, Matthew Fox. And thank you for being with us, Matt.
Thank you very much.
It's really cool. Oh, one other note. I've got a spa voucher for your wife. Okay. This is very, very important. Does your wife need body and mind rejuvenation?
I think she does.
Escape to the award-winning Day Spa in the heart of Rivonia, Johannesburg. You see, Skin Sense Day Spa hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both men and women. Now, you're very busy in the kitchen. What has your wife called you?
So my wife and a few of the other chefs, they've got a group on WhatsApp.
They all have babies. They're all their friends.
And the group's called Kitchen Widows.
Kitchen Widows. So for the Kitchen Widows.
Okay. TV series.
Whether you're looking for a much-needed time out, me time, don't forget to go to the wonderful Skin Sense Day Spa. They've got lots of April specials because of Easter and, of course, the holidays, including facials and massage combo deals. It's a great treat. And you can just look at all the specials at cliffcentral.com. Don't miss here in Rivonia, Skin Sense Day Spa. Wow. It's good stuff.
It is beautiful.
I want to thank the cast of Chicago for coming. Grant Towers, thank you very much. Brittany von Loggenberg
and
Jenna Robinson-Child, dance captain, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll get you back in. I want to know about the Ferrari, what you were doing in Abu Dhabi. I want to know all that. Okay. I also want to thank Taryn Lamb for joining us on the line. Congratulations for all her Guma Awards. And, of course, Graham Hopkins, who joined us to discuss Equius. Nathan, you have a song for us?
Yes, I thought...
his song.
I made a comment about Equus that was distasteful, so I feel like I should play a song.
Okay, play a song.
Celebrate the player.
Bright eyes, burning like fire. Bright eyes.
All right, okay. I wanted you to play your Mother City song.
Okay.
So that was really... I got that one wrong. Okay, but that's... But you're going off to the Mother City. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, we'll play out with it.
Okay. Play out with your song.
Oh, it's the end of the show.
It is the end of the show. Oh, can you believe? The time just flies. Don't miss, again, those wonderful productions. It has really been good to be with you. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. We're going to check up with you in Cape Town. This is The Unview here on cliffcentral.com, where we're the thin, the rich, and the...
fabulous.
Fabulous. You see, straight people can be fabulous. Have a good one. Here go. The song for the Mother City from Nathan Rowe.
Oh, fairest Cape, I'll take a boat out in the bay just to see your pretty face. 'Cause a time is coming when I'll have to leave this place. Oh, Mother City, it's such a pity that tomorrow I'll drift away for another city. Oh, can't I stay gently rocking on your waves, the southeaster in my head, the vineyards fill the air, and I'm just a fool. I'm just a fool. I'm just a fool.
just a fool in love. Oh, Mother City, you're so far, I'm so busy, but my thoughts often return to the streets where I learned that I'm just a fool in love. 'Cause I'm just a fool in love.
This is CliffCentral.com.